You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
It is Craigslist Misconnections, which means usually people don't have enough information to stalk them on social media. They see them out in public and they're like, hey, I know your name is Ann, and that's all I know.
Yeah, that's all they have to go
on. And this is what you were wearing, and I go on there and I try to get more information about you. So we try to...
We're helping spread love here.
Yeah. I don't know if it does.
I don't know if we've been successful or not.
So this is Craigslist Misconnections.
Yes. So this is in Springfield. It says, hey, hey, Paula. Hi.
Hey, Paula.
Hi. Saw you today on the elevator with masks on. The only thing I could see was your eyes, but knew it was you. Miss talking to you. Tell me what floor you got off on. So I'm assuming this is at a hotel or a apartment complex.
Yeah.
Some woman named Paula. Someone's looking for you.
Okay.
Hey, hey, Paula.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
That is a classic Craigslist misconnection.
He knew the first name and where she was at, what she was wearing, but
sometimes
nothing else.
You don't even know the first name.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's something.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to you. This happened May 26th at the Best Western Hot Tub on Highway 76. You gave me strange good vibes, and now I can't stop thinking about you. We barely spoke, didn't exchange names. If you felt it too, who were you with, and who was I with? Oh, they were with people?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they're significant others. I don't know.
Oh, man. I hate when people talk to me in a hot tub, by the way. If you've ever been in a hot tub.
Well, I mean, is it a public hot tub?
No, like at a hotel.
Well, so it's a public hot tub.
Yes.
Well, I mean, people are going to talk to you if you're in a public hot tub. I mean, it's not... I mean, do you think that you have the rights to that public hot tub?
Yes.
To where no one else can get in there?
Well, they can get in, just don't talk to me. I want to talk to, like, my friend who I'm with or whatever. Like, we don't need to be chatty, you know? Wow, I sound antisocial.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying a hot tub can get weird. I'm sorry.
I mean, but just, like, a little courtesy to acknowledge someone is, like, in your...
We're all sitting in the same...
For some reason, I'm thinking of the SNL skit with Jimmy Fallon and Will Ferrell.
What?
And like Drew Barrymore.
Oh, I think
where
I have
they're
seen
in the
that.
Hot tub and it gets very awkward.
Yeah, exactly. See?
We all love us.
See, just keep to yourself in a hot tub, okay? But I do hope this person finds...
Okay, hang on a second. You can still keep to yourself in a hot tub and be polite. It's not like... I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, don't play footsies with a
awkward.
Stranger.
Yeah, you're all... like boiling in the same bathtub. Like, it's just weird.
Well, don't go to a public hot tub then.
Well, you can't afford a private hot tub.
Well, then that's part of the risk of going to public hot tubs.
All right. Well, anyway, that happened May 26th at the Best Western Hot Tub Highway 76.
Hot Tub Highway.
Hot Tub. That's what it says. The Hot Tub Highway. Okay. So this happened at the Hy-Vee on Battlefield.
Okay.
Battlefield Kansas Expressway. It says car trouble. Your vehicle wouldn't start. You were with your mom and we worked on the battery terminal. You said you liked the color I was wearing. Your mom mentioned you were in school and we had to get the tool out of the back of the vehicle. You seemed very sweet. I would like to get to know you better if you were interested. Let me know. So this guy or this person helped out these people that needed it. Now he's wanting to get with one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you acting weird?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes like when you're overly nice or you help someone, it's like better to be like the bad boy who doesn't pay his phone bill. You know what I mean?
Wait, like usually this is a scenario
where it's just like somebody's like being overly nice and like this girl is like, I'm not interested because you're too nice. I want somebody who's ignoring me, like my boyfriend that I'm with right now, who mooches off of me. That's my life.
Mm.
So I don't know. I don't know if he's going to have a chance. It seems like he's...
So you're saying you wouldn't help someone with her battery terminal?
I didn't say that. I'm saying for him.
Yeah, you don't think it's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, usually in that scenario, that just kind of ruins your game.
Mm.
So you're just
so
like,
don't
I'll
be
just
nice.
Be a nice... No, be nice, but just know that that's not...
Don't expect anything to happen from that. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
You just can't be the nice person.
Mm. Okay. Be the bad boy.
Kind of. I mean, in a way, like, I don't, you know, I don't like it either.
Yeah.
But that's just, this is how you gotta play. I mean, there's gotta be some kind of a game. I don't like games either.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something. You can't make yourself overly...
overly available?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I get that. I get that.
So when you're helping somebody like that, I'm just... good luck to you, dude. But I'm...
it's probably not going to happen.
Yes.
Although Hy-Vee is a great place to meet people.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it
you
a
know
nice
I love Hy-Vee.
I know you love Hy-Vee, but is it, does people go there to meet other people?
I'm just saying, if you shop at Hy-Vee and you see someone else shopping at Hy-Vee, you already have something in common. You both love Hy-Vee.
Okay.
And that, I mean, if I didn't meet my husband on Match.com, that's where I'd want to meet someone.
You know where I hope they build a Hy-Vee?
Where?
On the Hot Tub Highway. Someday we can.
They do need one there, yes.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.